And with 2 minutes to the top of the hour, this is Captain Lou once again inviting you on the call and on the webcast, the MarketersCruisePreview.com, counting down to the annual Marketers Family Vacation coming up January 8th to the 16th. But yet, it seems so far away, it's really just around the corner. We are two-thirds filled with a VIP list. Hello, Paulie.
Hi, Captain Lou.
Okay, great. Paulie can come and save me and restart the call just on time and kick things off. We have a lot of people on the call calling in, and we have a number of people on the webcast at Marketers. And so, Paulie, let me introduce you so you can reintroduce me.
All right.
The wonderful, our fearless leader, one of our fearless leaders, because we have many. We have several, and the great Paulie Sable.
Oh, is that my introduction? Why, thank you. Captain Lou, it's, of course, a pleasure to be here at MarketersCruisePreview.com, where we're going to be really talking about the place to be for anyone who wants to hold on to the title of a marketer, with the exception of if they're, just so afraid of the water that they would cry like a baby. You, sir, and this is an old experience of ours, you introducing me to introduce you. Captain Lou, everybody, it really is my distinguished pleasure to present to you Mr. Captain Lou Edwards, simply because, and let me say something, is that it is such a joy in our life when we can interact with people in any aspect of daily living who also understand value and joy and can lend a hand to your business, to your marketing, to your professionalism. Captain Lou is, first and foremost, the expert, the top in industry, top in world, group cruise and group event at sea expert in the world. And for that reason and that reason alone, Mr. Tom Beal, Ms. Donna Fox, Mr. Mike Filsaime, and myself connected, and for the last several years, every January, have been participating in the January Cruise, which has now taken on its newest form, which is the Marketers Cruise. And just like the 3 years in the past that have been a total blast, there's a three-year plan in the into the future, which includes Captain Lou spearheading and leading us, along with Mr. Mike Filsaime and everybody else, to fill an entire ship, an entire cruise ship, just like Donald Trump has done, just like Rosie O'Donnell has done, just like Bob Proctor has done. Let's do it. We're the marketers. We're the ones who move everything and create, if you will, such buzz, such news, such importance, while at the same time enjoying our own personal family vacations. So, Captain Lou, welcome.
Thank you, Paulie. And, thinking back to the last few years and my start in internet marketing at the first big seminar back in January of 2003, and when someone came up to me and said, I wonder if could we do this on a cruise ship to to the Bahamas or some exotic islands? I said, why not? Just by water. Let's do it. And what started out as 30 people turning into 60 people, turning into 118 guests this past January, and now we're already at close to 200 on the way to the 300 room block, or 300 person block that we have with Carnival, most of which were sold months ago. And when I say months ago, Paulie, I'm talking about more than half of the people that were on this past January's cruise had such a blast, had such a wonderful family vacation, as well as the networking and the mastermind meetings and the brainstorming and the hot seats and all the fun things that we do on the days at sea. But they had such a true vacation that their spouses, their kids, their family and friends finally got to see what they really do when they're holed up in the back cave behind their computers till all hours of the morning, and the wife say, what are you doing online? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Finally, we're able to flesh out, real people, who they are and what they do. And Paulie, what's happened here is kind of a phenomenon, because it didn't really start out with a 3 or 5 year plan, and now Now there is. But what started with almost no promotion or advertising, and we'll explain that in a bit, why we haven't, we never asked anyone to email their list.
Well, in fact, we the whole cruise itself is by invitation only. So the fact that you're on this cruise means you've been invited by one of the event designers, past cruisers, you know, you understand that this is an invitation-based event.
Oh, yes. And so, you know, what happened, just quite naturally, from the very start when we had Armin Morin and Alex Mondozian and Joel Christopher and Anthony Blake on the original affiliate marketing cruise. And then later, when Mike Fulsame, Sean Casey, Carl Galletti, I'm sorry if I'm omitting so many top names, that have just come along for their ideal family vacation.
And what's much more exciting are the people absolutely coming this time.
Well, leading up to that, you know, I have to say that I'm very blessed. You know, I'm very blessed to have as friends some of the, or most of the, world's top internet marketers. And I just changed my words from some to most because I realize now what a special elite group this really is. And until now, I've been reluctant to name drop some of the people that are joining us. I just was, you know, very protective over the people that are coming on these cruises. And I sat down in December in Mike Fulsame's office, and he said, let's tell everyone. Let's basically let the world know that, yes, Million Dollar Mike Morgan, Simon Leung, Bob Jenkins, Paul Hartunian, the man who sold the Brooklyn Bridge, Michael and Sylvie Fortin, Joel Kahn is coming on this cruise. I'm not looking at a teleprompter or at the sales letter at marketerscruise.com because the list goes on and on. Michael Chaney. We have marketers coming in from Australia, England, an entire group coming in from Holland, an entire group coming in from England, people coming in from India, from Spain, from Norway, from Hawaii, and of course the U.S. and Canada.
Yeah.
But it's gotten the groundswell of support because of the fun, because of the intimacy, because of the camaraderie, because everyone is looking forward to this once-a-year blowout bash.
Right.
It has gone through the roof. That people are actually forming their own groups, Paulie.
Right.
And Paulie, don't we have on the call tonight? I don't know if any of the group leaders are on the call with us directly on the moderator line. We could test for that. But we have three. Paulie, let me let you explain it. Let me let you explain what we've got going on here and what we've got going forward.
Sure, I'm going to explain it this way. I'm going to say that what's happened is the cruise moved from, you know, 30, 60, 118 or so people over the course of the last several years. And what happens, obviously, if you think about it, it's almost like that game we used to play, telephone, where if you have a line and you line up people and at the front of the line you tell the person a secret or a statement and you ask them to pass it on person to person to person. And before you know, at the end of the line, you ask, what did you hear, or what did you notice, or what did you think, or what were you told? It's very different than the initial message. So on the one hand, just like in the game telephone, the fact of the matter is, through no intent or purpose, and certainly no public sales letter like the one at marketerscruise.com, through that method, the cruise just kept doubling, and it kept, you know, people wanted, they got the buzz, they heard the message, and when you hear it, you go. You know, you just book the cabin. It's the only thing that makes sense once you really get the picture. And so, in that way, the telephone is a wonderful game. It's a great message. We love when messages get across, especially to the right people like you. The other side of the telephone game is that the message gets distorted, and it gets confused, right, Captain Lou?
Always. Yes.
So here's what happened. When it was just, you know, 30 marketers, 60 marketers, when basically what happened was every marketer brought their one best friend, and the group doubled next year, you know, in both number and in, frankly, energy, intimacy, excitement, and fun. That was cool. But now when it's doubling, what happens is we're exposing the people who maybe have never gone on a cruise before. And what this is what's funny. You were just in Mike Filsaime's office. And how many people there told you, oh, Marketers Cruise, can't wait for that. I'm definitely going, Captain Lou. Did you hear any comments like that?
Many comments like that. But because we're here in the lazy, hazy days of summer, and people are worried about barbecues and the beach and, I guess, their next big product launch, they're forgetting that cruises are not like hotel events you can mostly book at the last minute.
And that's while we put together, that's why we put together this call, to try to bring you to the source, to take you out of the telephone game. We love that you're all talking to one another and that you're all coming, and you should all come, for sure. However, what's important to know, and we're going to talk about those distinctions, and, of course, we're going to talk about some of the actual sort of itinerary. So everything on the Marketers Cruise is really about the ideal marketing and family vacation. So everything is always fully optional to you. The point here is that there is a timeline that works for cruises. And we have so many brand new first-time cruisers who, after seeing the videos of when the marketers commandeered a pirate ship in Antigua, and when they see the videos and the discussion about the great scuba diving that Million Dollar Mike did, and when they see the marketers just really letting their hair hang down and scream at the top of their lungs, marketers gone wild, they want to go. They want to go. But you know what? The same thing happens when a different kind of event, not one so much designed to be the perfect work-play balance, but much more of an intensive work machine like a big seminar or, you know, like a Carl Galletti super conference. We know we want to go to those things. We plan to go to those things, and we've learned that we could go at the very last minute. But it doesn't work like that way in your industry, does it, Captain Lou?
No, in fact, many of my clients book 18 months in advance for specific in-demand ships and itineraries that they want. And in this case, certainly in our case and in all group cruises, not only are deposits, not only is it now o'clock for the deposits, but the final payments are due October 17th, and that's when the group is finalized. And as Murphy's Law would have it, it will be October 18th, that everyone will call and say, "Oh, well, Lou, didn't I give you my deposit for that cruise?" So this call is about genuine scarcity and about a genuine timeline.
That's right.
And I think.
Now, may I lay something else out here, Captain Lou, for a moment?
Does it have to do with holidays?
See what? I'm sorry.
Does it have to do with holidays?
Negative. Not at all. It has to do with something much more important, and that is this, is when you are looking at the cruise experience, first off, it is the highest value inherently.
Absolutely.
When you think about the fact that you're getting all your rooming, all your accommodations, all your entertainment, you're getting on your various onboard entertainment, you're getting nightclubs, cocktail lounges, you're getting live musicians. All of this is inclusive for 8 whole days with a wonderful upgraded balcony that looks right out over the water. And, you know, it's just about a grand, maybe $1,100 for 8 days. So, I mean, if you divide that, like, by 8 days, Captain Lou, I mean, that's less than most people would find that if they did go to a seminar on land, they'd be paying for the hotel room. And certainly if they were paying those hotel meal prices, and they're not getting 8 meals a day like you get on the cruise, you know, as well as 24-hour pizza, ice cream, Caesar salad, and room service. Right,
and complimentary 24-hour room service. But let's hold that thought right there, Paulie, about the price of the cruise. Because I have group leaders that come to me and say, what can we mark up? A coaching cruise, a consulting cruise, a training cruise, a workshop cruise, so that we can make a front-end profit. And I say, well, we could take the $1,000 ticket and make it $1,500, $2,000. How about $5,000 a cabin? People will pay and do pay that amount of money for a weekend boot camp, let alone an eight-day vacation where you have a tremendous...
You know, Captain Lou, that right now I am a part of the talent, part of the training staff of another cruise that's just a three-day or four-day cruise, and it is exactly what you're talking about. It is $7,000 for the cabin.
That's correct. That's correct.
In fact, every one of the over half of the people who are the talent on that cruise and the trainers are going to be on the marketer's cruise.
That's true. People pay, this is the amount that can be commanded for this type of an event, especially a value-add event with all of the mastermind meetings on the days at sea, the speed networking, the hot seats, and the round-robin networking dinners that we do. Everything is, of course, optional the way we do it because we're trying for the perfect work and play balance. And actually, I should say, we've stopped trying because from years of trial and error, we have now succeeded, and we know what works on cruise ships. So there will not be information overload.
There's not, I think.
Now, Captain Lou, hey, I don't think you just heard what Polly said. Let me reiterate. Polly just said that he is a speaker on a cruise that is a three-day cruise that cabins are going for $7,000. So people are paying $7,000 to be with these few speakers that are on this three-day cruise. And half of those speakers are on our cruise.
That's right. That's right. You know something? That's huge. When you put it that way, let me ask you this question. So we all sat down and we came up with the idea, this is the marketer's family vacation.
That's right.
We're not going to sell any products. We're not going to front load the ticket. We want everybody to come and have a great time, and we're just going to charge the cost of the cruise.
In fact, I want to emphasize this. This is about a peer gathering. So this is the equivalent of coming to your industry major event or your hobbies major event, like if you're a Trekkie coming to the National Star Trek Convention or international or intergalactic one for that matter. This is about, you know, if you're a professional, you go to the big professional conference. You show up like you, Captain Lou, you go to the big cruise conference because you're top of class. You're the world leader. You're going to be even aspiring to be good at something. You show up to the major industry event, and that's what this is. So carry on with your question about, I think you were going to maybe why we decided to make it.
Well, yes, you know, when I hear you and Donna flesh out the fact that there's another marketing cruise, three-day cruise,
right.
That with just a small fraction of the speakers that...
Well, we have no speakers, so they actually have more speakers than we do, but I'm saying of the list of speakers, more than half of them are coming on our cruise.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have speakers. Yeah.
No, it's fine. Right. No,
right. I would argue we don't have any speakers on our cruise.
We don't have any sessions on our cruise
that are like that. We at best have facilitators because we know people want to really get the most of their time together. So one of the ways that we do that is we come together and we mastermind, and we use a facilitator for that to make the masterminding more effective. Anybody who's been part of a mastermind group knows that effective masterminding desperately needs a facilitator. So we facilitate that process. We help you learn as much as quickly about each other as possible so that in your off time, when you're sitting by the pool, when you're having a drink at the bar, when you're going on a tour of an island, or just wandering down the water slide. See somebody that you, it's hard to have a conversation shooting down a water slide. if anybody can do it, Captain Lou can, that's for sure.
Well, I have two questions for you, Donna and Polly, and let me say them both in one breath. And the first question is, why are we only charging the cost of the cruise ticket for an event that we could double or triple the price and you make a huge front-end payday on this? And secondly, can you both distract the audience while I run over to the shopping cart and change the price to double? Because now I feel like maybe if no one...
The answer to question number two is don't change the price. The answer, except, by the way, you want to know when you can change the price, Captain Lou?
When Carnival Florida
comes. Well, of course, when Carnival, if Carnival ever makes you not, you know, anyway, no, that's not when either. I mean, of course you have to then. But you can, on the 18th of October, when some poor sod says to you, I really want to go on the marketer's cruise. Because the answer is, it's not as simple as, we are not charging for all these value-added elements. It's, we're not charging for our friends and family who get it immediately. If you get it immediately, if somebody goes right now and enrolls, they get it all gratis. It's all complimentary. The day our group finalizes, Captain Lou?
Right.
The day our group finalizes, all that value-add stuff, if you want to be a part of the group, because here's what happens. People don't understand this. The moment that that group closes and resolves, then you're spending an hour or two just to make it so that they can eat dinner with all of us in our special dining area so we can have our round-robin networking dinners and meals. Now, mind you, again, this is optional. There's some tables where there's no business being discussed. There's other tables where, you know, from the looks of the people across the room, they're the folks like Armando Montalonga, who made his first $50,000 in information marketing the first two or three months after the cruise, or like Joel Tarion, who added another zero to his already eight-figure business. you know, there's definitely some business taking place at those dinners for the people who want to do that. For the people just having a fine family dinner or a fine relaxing dinner, that's happening too. But what happens is the day after the cruise closes, and again, it's not like a regular event, where it's reasonable to expect that there's room even the day before the event with the cruise. The day that we close that group, what happens, Captain Lou, is you are empowered to add a $500 event fee. And the reason why, and by the way, it's still not because Donna or I, we don't make our money on the cruise. Mike Sulsaine doesn't make his money on the cruise. That's not where we're making our money. But here's the point, is that you then have to work hours to move mountains. That
That's
if somebody
true.
Would just simply move their mouse over the gray button that says, I want to go, scroll down to the bottom, and reserve their cabin now with the deposit, two cool things happen. One, your life is made easier, and they
Absolutely.
Get the best possible price. And number two, they can change their mind up to October. Now, we don't like, I mean, we're marketers. We're not trying to sell rescission, but we're also marketers, and we understand the power and importance of risk reversal. So could you lay out the risk reversal, Captain Lou?
Well, as far as, things can always happen between now and the cruise. And upon final payment on October 17th, we always suggest taking the optional Travel Guard insurance. I will quote you on that. It's a little under 10% of what the cruise ticket costs. And up until then, if you don't know exactly who's joining you or you need to make any changes, you can make any changes free of charge until final payment is charged on October 17th. The only thing that we need now is a deposit. But I just want to go back for a second and take a look. I just noticed that we still have a few rooms that are at the old prices of $899 or $999 per person, not per day, but for the
right.
entire 8 days, which is unbelievable. So much of a huge part of me wants to kind of go in there and just add a one to that to make it $1,999. But
sure.
But you know, just the greedy part of me. But you know, we agreed that this is going to be the marketer's fun family vacation, and we're, you know, and that's what we're doing. So, and I'll be very transparent here and say, of course, I do get a commission as any other cruise or travel planner gets. But certainly, if anyone's ever heard anything about the travel agency community, you can just imagine the single-digit commission that I'm left with after expenses for a planned event of this magnitude.
The sad truth is, you, Captain Lee, you don't make your money on the marketer's cruise either.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. No. Yeah. And I always joke, you know, because I do. The marketer's cruise is a small part of my overall business. I sell a lot of cruises, millions of dollars of cruises, but there's very little profit margin. And just like the old joke goes, I lose a little bit on every sale, but I make it up in volume. And well, of course, you know, that's not entirely true, but it's a lot of work. A lot of work that goes into planning an event, but this is more than an event, it's a vision. And the vision that we had in Mike's office back in December was, 3 years from now, being able to charter our own ship and maybe have niche groups aboard. That's kind of like, maybe this will be perfect timing to talk about Bob the Teacher Jenkins, who's on the call with us tonight, and some of his friends, like Scott Cousignon from Canada, also known as the Fit Bastard, and his Fitness Marketers Cruise, friends that are on the call with us tonight. And we have Mike Ambrosio.
That's right.
Mike Ambrosio, who also invited some of his friends. Everyone, anyone who's anyone on the Warrior Forum knows who Mike Ambrosio is, as well as all of his great products and information. And I met with Mike this past weekend at Mike Vilsaine's office at the Warrior Luncheon, and we had a hoot there, and people really love getting together for some downtime. And I think that's the main reason why everyone's flying in from around the world to spend 8 days together for, you know, some great vacation time. But help reel me in, Paulie, because
where you're going with the vision, there are currently group leaders, and there's two parts to this vision that are key. Number one, in order to be a part, see, because if you understand where we're at right now, if everybody who's already coming on the cruise simply wants to bring their best marketing friend or another part of their family, you know, share this broader family side of it with someone who isn't even in the marketing community, if everybody currently booked wanted to do that, we don't have the space reserved. It won't be possible. Our vision and our understanding... Go ahead, Captain Lewis.
No, and I do want to remind everyone that, you know, we're at 100... I just spoke with Carnival right before this call. We're at 187 guests officially reserved out of our block of 300 spaces. So we're almost two-thirds of the way there.
Right, which means not everybody could bring one.
Right, that means that, right, if everyone right now who's registered wanted to bring one person, they could not.
Right.
So why then the urgency to build groups and to get lots of people to come on the cruise in July when we've got all the way till October? Actually, we don't. And let me be transparent and explain why. There's something in the cruise business called inventory control and yield management. And at a certain point, up until April or May, we had way more advanced bookings on the books with Carnival than Carnival did for that ship. Then there came a point about a month ago where it evened out, meaning there are just regular civilian folk that are not marketers that are grabbing cabins from Carnival or any of the other thousands of agencies that sell Carnival. Now we're in a position where we could fall behind in the lazy, hazy days of summer and lose the remainder of our space, because we have space blocked out at a lower price point from last December. That already, if you just called up Carnival and tried to get a room, you'd see the prices with Carnival for the type of rooms we're holding are higher if you booked with Carnival Direct than if you booked with us. So what incentive does Carnival have to let us hold on to our cabins on a promise that we're going to sell the rest? They'll look for every excuse to downsize or take away our remaining cabins unless we funnel bookings through in the same fashion we've been doing in the spring and in the winter. Only now we're in the lazy, hazy days of summer, and people are more concerned with going to the beach or going to an amusement park or seeing Dark Knight in IMAX like I'll be doing this weekend, than clicking the link and just booking the cruise.
Even though they're coming, I mean, this is the key part. There are people who already know they will be there. What they don't know is they may be sticking a fork in their plans to be there if they don't click the link now. And here's the deal. We already understand that if everybody wanted to bring one other family member, we could, you know, that's the capacity. That pushes Captain Lou to try to go and reserve more cabins. The point is, it is the marketerscruise.com, which means all things being equal, we want all the families. They're all welcome. But, you know, with the remaining spots, I'd rather have 20 more marketers than 20 more uncles of marketers. Does that make sense to you, Captain Lou?
Oh, yeah. Right now, the ratio of VIPs, we talked about this privately, Paulie, the ratio of VIPs that we've got on that VIP list at marketerscruise.com or whatever web page you came through. And by the way, I want to address that for a second, that if you're on the call or on the webcast or listening to this back later on the replay at marketerscruisepreview.com, please do, when you book your cabin, there is on the order page your selection of type of cabin. If any balconies are still left, I would grab a balcony for the current price of $11.49 per person before it goes up again in the first week of August, mandated by Carnival, not me, Paulie, or Donna, or Mike. But beyond that, there's another drop-down menu that says, we were invited by. And please click on the person who invited you or the person who's doing their own group that would like for you to be part of their group. And needless to say, maybe we should say it, that if you're coming, if you've been invited by a group leader, of which we have about 8 of them,
right,
you will, of course, be able to double dip. You'll, be, of course, be able to partake in anything, any special or private events that that group does and the greater group at large of the marketers, you know, the marketers' mastermind meetings and networking dinners and everything we've been talking about. So don't think, oh, well, wait a minute, I see this web page that's marketerscruise.com, and then there's a Fitness Marketers Cruise, then there's IamSuccessCruise.com, and then there's there's a whole host of other groups as well. But and what if I book into the wrong group? Will I get everything that's coming to me? And the answer is yes. So the main thing is it lands on an order page where you're asked who invited you. So be sure to kindly give credit to the person who really did invite you. And
this brings us right back to the 3-year plan. And in fact, a promise that you made via the telephone, there may be some of our friends on the call who are already booked on the cruise and simply are here to know, by the way, for their own edification and knowledge, that if they want some of their additional families and friends, if they want to bring some of their top marketers, the time is now to get them to click the link. Number two, we want you to know what the 3-year plan is, because what I would love is for every one of you who are on the call here right now to come on the 2010 cruise and the 2011 cruise as our guests, where we pay for your cabin. And in fact, you're seeing that happen. You're understanding that process. See, the process is you first come on a cruise, just like Bob Jenkins and Mr. The Fit Bastards, Scott Tuzanon, and others. You first come on a cruise by invitation only. Because here's the thing. You cannot know how frickin' cool it is until you experience it. You also won't know how much it's about fun and connection and interaction. It's not about, there are no PowerPoints. This is not about PowerPoints. This is about powerful connections, not PowerPoints. So you can't really know what it's like until you attend. So first you attend. Then you indicate that you want a group. Now, if you've gone on another cruise and you want a group, then what you need to do is call Captain Lou, and he can certify you as a group leader, even if you haven't been on one of the past marketer cruises, but he makes that decision. Okay? If you have booked your cabin, then you are positioned to be able to invite others to be a part of your subgroup. is it, Captain Lou, 16 cabins, and their cabin is comped?
Right, 16 referred cabins. Whether or not you're putting your own group together, you just refer. You don't need a sales letter or a web page. You refer 16 rooms, and everyone books double occupancy on these cruises because the double occupancy is a mandatory minimum without having to pay an absorbent surcharge for solo occupancy. So 16 rooms, the 16th double occupancy cruise fares, you pay the taxes and fees, but the cruise charges are comped. You get comped if you bring us 15. And we didn't set up this system. Carnival did. So Carnival actually awards those cruise tickets to me. And in return, I give them over to whomever gets us the cabins. If you only hit half of your goal and you only bring in 8 cabins, and remember, actually, you're the first cabin since you're booking first, so 7 more cabins, you'll still be awarded 1 complimentary cruise fare, which is half the cabins. At least, you know, and that's worth close to $1,000 based upon the room type and accommodation. But so you have an opportunity to earn a comp cruise ticket by having a subgroup, a mini group, and at some point, at some level, even do your own workshop on board with complete conference facilities that's provided free of charge from Carnival Cruise Lines. There's a minimum number needed for that of 24 cabins. Actually, there's a web page that explains all of that. I don't mind giving that out. This is actually the affiliate program is a closed affiliate program in that we certainly don't want groups forming.
No, it's a closed affiliate program, meaning you must be a customer to form a group. That it's not like anything. It is a closed affiliate program.
Right. I mean, it's open if you're part of the cruise, but
that's the definition of closed affiliate program. Is you must first be a customer.
You first must be a customer. So once you're registered as part of the Marketers Cruise, you can then go to affiliategroups.marketersgonewild.com, and there's a lot of information on that page that will outline step by step what you would have to do next to seamlessly and easily form your own group, or just refer people to the pages we already have set up.
And then your name will be added to the drop-down page.
Right. Now, I want to just, so at this point, as we're speaking, I'm hoping that whoever's on the fence or think that they have forever and a day to go and do this, that you'll at least go to the page that you were invited from, or, for that matter, the big gray button, count me in, I want to go. Right, by the way, the main sales letter of marketerscruise.com is that little blue link that says get more info. So if anyone hasn't seen that, that's that link that says get more info. But the link to book directly with the booking engine is count me in, I want to go. And that's where you put your deposit in, you choose your cabin, and you let us know who invited you to join them on this cruise. So hopefully you can do that tonight.
Absolutely right. Now Captain Lou, I know that you're using the Instant Teleseminar, so the people who are at a computer or can be at a computer and are visiting at marketingcruisepreview.com, they have the ability to ask some clarifying questions. Yes?
No, I just wanted to correct you and say it's marketerscruisepreview.com.
Okay, right.
And yes, we have the Q&A.
Marketerscruisepreview.com.
Right.
And so we want to take those questions now because we know, we're so aware of the fact that simply if everyone who has told us I'm going on the cruise understood the position that they're in to lose it, we probably wouldn't, you know, we'd be going to Carnival to try to control more cabins now because we'd be already oversold. So this is the call to action. This is the alarm to say, look, friends, we understand you have every intention to go. No one doubts that. What we doubt is that by the time you figure it out, you'll be able to go. And it's not because of any of us. There's nobody here who doesn't want you to go. It's that Carnival has how many ships, Captain Lou, that go on how many weekly cruises that they fill with all of those people?
Oh, my goodness. 2,000 to 3,000 people on 19 different cruise ships, and that's just one cruise line, going out every week. We're just a drop in the bucket at this point, but not for long. And they fill, and they're sold, and they're usually sold at higher than 100% capacity, meaning there are thirds and fourths in those cabins. Someone asked me, well, you know, is it appropriate for me to take my wife and children along on a marketer's cruise? Heck yes! Yes! It's the marketer's family vacation. That ship's going to sell out with or without us. By the way, Jim Creech, Rutherglen, I don't know if that's his last name or he's from a town called Rutherglen, asks, are there seminars held during this trip, or is it merely mingle with superstars?
Well, out of those two options, it's neither. There are absolutely, this is not the big seminar. If your primary need for your business right now is more specific training, skills, and development, that's not the purpose of the Marketers Cruise Preview.com experience. Nor is this about the celebration of a personality, which is another reason why our goal for you, sir, is that you have a subgroup next year of people who are coming along to share the experience with you. This is not about guruhood. This is about the things that we want to share with the people that we care about. And it is not just mingling. There are formal, specific, highly functional workshop-style networking events. Donna, you started to speak on that. Could you sort of put some words on the mechanism and the mindset of these mastermind sessions?
Sure. When we gather for mastermind sessions, it is not about teaching. There isn't a talking head at the front of the room teaching a particular concept or strategy to you. Instead, you might come to the event with a question like, you know, I'm looking for a voiceover talent. You know, I have no idea where to look to find that. And then people in the mastermind will say, hey, I use this service, I use that service, I know this person. That's the type of information that you'll get from masterminding with a group of people. It's not so much training on a major concept. So we could use this rule of thumb. If you can purchase a home study course on the topic, then it's not something that you're going to get from the mastermind. The mastermind is really about taking a closer look at your business and having people observe your business and say, wait, you're leaving a little money on the table here. Maybe you want to implement this new strategy here. Here's this resource that you need. That's sort of information.
I like the point that you're making about the home study course, Donna. The questions that we tackle aren't the questions covered in a home study course. The questions we tackle are those questions you have left after you've committed to the home study course that are about getting it done.
That's right.
All right, so Captain Lou, that's the answer to this question. And mind you, by the way, this is another one of the reasons why we've made the MarketersCruise.com experience it's not a profit motivated. There's no upsell on the Carnival cruise. You know, we're not selling an event, which includes a cruise. You know, that's just $1,000, but the event is $5,000. Part of the reason we're doing that is, frankly, if the number one thing you got out of it was 8 days of amazing vacation, that's enough. But you're going to get amazing vacation plus an absolutely expanding set of contacts, an expanding set of solutions and answers that will propel your business so that you can be reminded that you're building a business so your life can be a vacation.
No question about it. Now, Paulie, someone else who asked to remain anonymous just typed in, I've never been on a cruise before. This will be my first cruise, and I'm concerned about feeling trapped or bored, getting seasick, or there being enough fun for the entire family, including my children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can answer that, but I'll throw it back to you, Paulie.
Sure. First off, I want to talk about the one issue separate of all the others. If you have a concern about motion sickness, first off now, that the cruise ship itself and the cruise crew, they're very familiar with dealing with the couple of people out of 100 who might have a phenomenon like that, or even just a fear of it so strong that they wonder or think it might be coming on. Number two, as a personal suggestion, the Mythbusters have found that the one really strong, non-mythical kind of home remedy for seasickness is ginger root. So if you can drink some ginger ales, or go to the health food store and get these ginger snips or bits, they're like these ginger candy.
Ginger trips, they were called.
Trips.
They were called ginger trips.
Mm-hmm. You can bring those things on for yourself, and that'll handle that, because that's the one part of the question which was sort of separate from all the rest. You know, my mother, for example, she had the time of her life on the marketer's cruise 2 years ago. She had just an absolutely splendid time hanging out and mingling, both with the marketers, but also with the families of the marketers and the children of the marketers. But you know what? My mom did spend 2 days in her cabin with motion sickness, Captain Lou. You know, she was just one of those few people who really have that experience. But even in spite of that, she was so glad that she went. So I want to acknowledge that, you know, motion sickness is real for rare people. Now, on to the other side of the equation, which was the, and first off, I want to commend you for deciding to go on the cruise despite some of the fears and concerns. So congratulations on making the decision to go on the cruise, to make this your first. And it's especially worth congratulating because you don't know what you don't know, and you've asked some absolutely stellar questions. Let me say to you that a cruise ship is not a fishing dinghy. It's a floating resort city. And there is something going on for you, for the children, for the spouses, for you and your spouse, or a significant other in an intimate, wonderfully celebratory way, going on all the time. Whatever it is that you like, whether it's cutting it up after a couple of drinks and singing some karaoke, or whether it's solving puzzles, doing trivia contests, more cerebral activities, or whether it's the extreme activities of going whitewater rafting down the Papagayo River or zip lining through the canopies of the jungle, whatever it is that you like, the cruise and the cruise experience is designed to support it. And in addition to that, on those days at sea, not very early, maybe about 10 a.m., perhaps 9, maybe, if we really want to push ourselves, till just before lunch, we have those business masterminds on the days at sea. When we're in port, guess what we're doing? We're enjoying the local experience of being on these amazing islands. And like you may have heard, one year, we took over a pirate ship. If you're wondering if you and your family can have fun, just go to marketerscruise.com and look at the videos of the pirate ship. And you're going to see children of all ages, people of all ages, having the time of their life.
No question about it. I think at this point, if we have Mike Ambrosio, Scott Tusignant, and Bob Jenkins on the line, as you're with us on the moderator line, the panelist line, we'll say hi to everybody, whoever wants to jump in there first.
Hey there, Captain Lou, this is Bob the teacher.
Hey, Bob.
And I want to say congratulations to everybody who has decided to make this call tonight, and a big shout out to Jim Creech, as we've been talking back and forth about a separate issue. And happy to see that you made the call tonight. Is there a particular question you'd like me to address, Lou?
Well, basically, I want to give time for everyone, and we're running out of time, but I'd like to kind of ask you to relate your experience on this last cruise and your expectations going forward in what you're trying to do with IAM Success Cruise for this January.
Sure. Well, it was my first trip in January on a cruise, and it was the absolute time of our lives. I brought my girlfriend Joanna with me, and she is a person who's very private and doesn't really enjoy all of the interaction of the business meetings and so forth. And we found that we had the perfect balance of vacation time and time for me to do some masterminding and time to enjoy dinner with people that we enjoyed hanging out with. But we also enjoyed plenty of time for us by ourselves going to the island separate from the rest of the group and not feel like we were going to be claustrophobic or always hounded by anybody else on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided very early in the week that we would make the trip a second time, but this time we're actually bringing some of her family members over from Poland to go on this trip with us, how excited we are. And we decided that for me personally, my clients that I get to work with closely, I'd like to invite them on this trip as well. So that in addition to those group masterminds, we can just spend some time getting to know each other better and really focusing on what their particular business needs are. And going forward, just making sure we have a great relationship.
Well, by the way, Bob, you already have several of your VIP clients that have registered and mentioned your name. So you're forming a nice little group, a nice intimate group. And the entire cruise is intimate, is fun. I think you can attest to that. And we can't wait to see you in January. We're really, really looking forward to seeing, welcoming you and your group aboard the Carnival Miracle in January. And any other words, or should we go on to the next person?
Yeah, just a quick comment. You know, I've been to about 6 hotel events now, and this past one in Chicago that I went to, I did have the opportunity to be a platform speaker for the very first time, and that was a direct result of going to the cruise and talking to that event organizer and
mm-hmm.
getting to know him better, getting him to know me better, that led to that event. And the second point of that is that we're sitting in a room of masterminding people. Some are very new to internet marketing, and some are people like yourselves and Mike Fulsame, who have obviously had outrageous success online. And everybody treats each other as equals. And
yeah,
everybody has I sit the chair. Everybody has contributions to make. And you have unprecedented access to folks during those business meetings that you just don't get the same at a hotel event of any kind. So I just wanted to make sure that was clear as well.
I'm so glad you brought that up, Bob, because for me personally, I wouldn't be where I am in the marketing of my cruise business if it wasn't for just showing up and showing up in the right places at the right time. And now I boast my own million-dollar Rolodex of star-studded clients, that many, many names that are very recognizable. It's not how many people you know, it's how many people know you.
That's right.
And so had I not attended these live events, and had I not attended my own group cruises, which I don't have to, it would be Captain Who instead of Captain
right.
Lou.
Right.
And you just said a mouthful. A lot of people forget that, and then all of a sudden, your life, your business, your career can take off like a rocket, not just because of who you meet, but a combination of who, you know, who befriends you, and the brainstorming and the ideas that you share. And we could probably do a whole separate call just on that topic alone, but you said a mouthful, and you're so right on the money with that, Bob. Thank you so much. Let's move on and see if we have Mike Ambrosio or the Fit Bastard on the line with us. If either of you are on the moderator line, come on in.
Hello, this is Mike.
Hey, Michael.
How are you doing?
Fantastic. Great to hear your voice. This is Polly.
Yeah. How are you doing, Polly? Hi, Donna. I know you're in there somewhere.
Hi, Mike.
Well, Captain Lou, go ahead.
Well, Mike hasn't been part of the cruise parties yet, have you, Mike?
No. In fact, interestingly, I served 4 years in the United States Navy and never set foot on a ship, so go figure that one out.
That's wild. So this will be your first cruise, your first group cruise with the Marketers Cruise with your lovely bride. this coming January. And give us some of your thoughts. Yeah, as you've been listening here and been hearing of the whole buzz that's been happening and all the great people that are coming, give us just your thoughts, just top-of-mind thoughts as they come to you.
Well, I am a huge advocate for networking. Anybody that knows me and has been on my list for any amount of time knows that my own success didn't really take off until I went to my first offline event back in 2005. You know, and from there it just took off. And something that Bob, the teacher, said, hi, Bob, by the way. I've met Bob at several of these events. And he's right about one thing. These guys that everybody assumes is untouchable are really just down-to-earth nice guys. I've had breakfast, lunch, and dinner and drinks with just about anybody you can name, and so many people are so gracious. And I highly recommend any kind of an offline event. But this one, to me, is going to be a lot of fun because I'm bringing my wife. And this will be the first getaway we've had since our honeymoon, so it's going to be quite special for us too. Yeah. So we're gonna network and have a lot of fun, and she's going to get a better understanding of some of the stuff that I do and meet some of the people that I've been emailing and IMing and chatting with on the phone for all these years. So it's going to be a lot of fun for both of us.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say, Mike Kenny, of your friends that you've invited to join you on this cruise?
Oh, I think. It's a wonderful opportunity. Again, to me, networking has been the key for me. So I'd like it to anybody, and I've told people on my list that if you're going to sign up, let me know, and I'll personally meet you myself, plus take you around and introduce you to so many people, because that's where a lot of the opportunity lies.
Yes, that's very smart, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, there is no such thing as that. You know, everybody talks about the old boy network, and there really is no such thing. It's just people who are friends, you know, and people looking up from the outside in. Well, this is a chance to be looking from the inside, and I think it's a wonderful opportunity for anybody.
Well, anybody that's on the call or webcast tonight that says that they were referred by Mike Ambrosio, Mike, you've also offered to buy them dinner every night for the entire week. Is that correct?
Hey, why not, right?
Of course, the inside secret is, if you've ever been on a cruise before, is, you know, all your dinners are included, so Mike's bill will be zero. So you get that. You do get that anyway. So Mike, we're looking forward to, you said you're in the Navy, but you were never on a cruise ship.
I was never on any ship, period. Go figure that one out. Sure. 4 years later. Yes.
So we're looking forward to initiating two new cruises. How about your wife? Was she ever on a cruise before?
No, and oddly, her daughter, who's only 13, has already been on one. Is going on her second before we get on our first. So go figure that one out.
Wow.
I do want to jump in on a point there. Her daughter is how old?
She's 13. Yeah.
Okay.
But she's not coming on this one, Paulie.
I understand that. Thank you, Captain Lou. Okay. However, she's 13 and she enjoys cruising enough that she's a repeat cruiser.
Absolutely. She can't wait. She's looking forward to it. And when she found out we were going on, she begged to come. But this is, a part of it, like I said, is going to be some alone time for me and the missus.
Your getaway. Right.
Exactly.
So the point here, Captain Lou, is that for people who are wondering if they're teenagers, pre-teenagers, youngsters, and young adults will have a good time, there is an example case study.
Oh, yeah. The kids really go nuts over Camp Carnival, which has a myriad of activities nonstop for all age ranges from 2 to late teens, including teen disco and arts and crafts, and they even have their own guest talent show, like the ones that we commandeer every year. Well, we've got our top marketing talent taking over the stage in front of 2,000 guests on the final night. That's something you could also see on the webpage. There's some amazing scenes of people like Jermaine Griggs and Tom Beale, and there's some guy playing Elton John, right? Did a great job.
And let's go out to Scott Tuzignan if he did make the call. I know you just Twittered him at the last minute, but then Donna and I do need to go to our regularly scheduled call.
Scott, are you with us? Well, Scott just came back from vacation, and I don't know if he's checked his email, and he may not be on the moderator line.
Mm-hmm.
So one more chance for Scott for you to come in and say hi to everyone. Okay. Well, let's just tell everyone who has been invited by Scott. Scott is doing his own group, his own niche group on the same sailing as many others are. And Scott's web page is called fitnessmarketerscruise.com. And for anyone that has been invited by Scott Tusignan and you're a fitness marketer, then you can just designate that you were invited by him when you go book your cabin. And at this point, we really do need everyone that all the people say, yes, yes, I'm going, I'm definitely going, I'm definitely going. We really need to light a fire under you and say, if you really want to be on board with us, with 100 plus of the world's top marketers flying in from 14 different countries for our ideal annual family vacation blowout bash January 8th to the 16th to St. Martin, St. Lucia, St. Kitts, and four luxurious days at sea aboard the Carnival Miracle, you really need to click that link. You really, by whatever means, you need to get to that order page, the big button on the webcast page that says, okay, count me in, I want to go, or marketerscruise.com, or any website that you came through. You need to really reserve your cabin, A, while it's still available, in terms of a good room that you'd like to have, like a balcony ocean view. B, while it's still at today's pricing before Carnival, not us, jacks it up at the beginning of August. And C, before we run out of our room block or have rooms taken away from us by Carnival, which can be purely arbitrary. So we don't want all of this, all of the love to be in vain when we're shut down by Carnival because we can't sell anymore, and it's months before January 8th. Any final thoughts, Paulie and Donna? I know you have to run.
Donna is already on her call, and my final thought is absolutely correct. This is one of these cases where if you know you want to go because you know you don't want to miss it, go ahead and put down that deposit. You'll feel so good when you do it. You'll be able to, here's the coolest part. You can go ahead and just put down the deposit right now, and let's say you don't know if you can have that time off. Maybe you still have a job because you're ramping up your internet marketing business, or maybe you don't know if your spouse could get off because you're still ramping up your business enough to buy him or her time back away from the job. Go ahead and put down the deposit now, because that deposit is refundable up to that October date. But you know what? By that October date, it may be too late to even get a cruise cabin. If there's even one available, much less to attend the entire set of additional value-added services as our gift to you. Thank you, Captain Lim.
Thank you, Paulie. I want to thank you and Donna. I want to thank Bob Jenkins and Mike Ambrosio and Scott Tusignan and all of your friends for coming and joining us tonight. And we also have some of our peeps, some of our registered guests that are on the webcast, and we would like to let them know that if they are in any way interested in either referring others to this group now or even starting their own niche group, they can get more information right now by going to this website. And the website is affiliategroups.marketersgonewild.com. That will explain, and of course for everyone that's booking right now online, after you register and reserve your cabin and place your deposit, then you'll be getting information by email. But just so that you know, if you want to get a jump start, you can go right over after you register and you want to just propel this forward and either refer others or bring your own group on board. You can certainly do that and find out all the information at affiliategroups.marketersgonewild.com. We'll have several other in this series of pre-cruise telewebcasts as going forward with lots of exciting details to come. So stay tuned, and we will look forward to welcoming everyone aboard on Thursday, January 8th at Port Everglades. Good night, everyone. Thanks for coming.